Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Robert Griffin III, baby. Our guy, RG3, who I remain a fan of. I think the most fun year in football in this city in the last 20 years was RG3's rookie season. Maybe the good Gibbs team in 06. But Robert Griffin III is now a commentator. He mostly does college football games, but he does plenty of analysis during the season on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And he tweeted out this morning. I guess this was yesterday. Pardon me. This is the most dynamic Commanders offense in the last decade. Solid O-line, playmaking tight end, explosive running back room with Antonio Gibson as the lead dog, Scary Terry, Jahan Dotson, and Curtis Samuel leading the wide receiver room with depth behind them. Carson Wentz has a lot to work with. What's your initial reaction here, B?
I'm not shocked by it because he's changed his tone since that book thing went south. But I'll say this. When he says solid O-line, and as you and I think this offensive line was very good last year, but this year you got two new guards and a center coming off an injury. Well, both of your centers coming off an injury. So you don't know exactly what they're going to be this year. The playmaking tight end is also coming off an injury. Now, when he gets to the receivers, yes, on paper, we know Terry Allen. I mean, Terry McLaurin. We know Terry's good. Okay, I'm not even worried about on paper. But we're expecting Jahan Dotson to step out and be very good. He can't. It's a possibility. Curtis Samuel didn't play, but he caught 6 receptions last year and has already missed some time this year. And they said that they're being overly cautious, but you're normally overly cautious with somebody who's nicked up. So when I look at it, I think if everybody's healthy, this offense can be, yes, it could be what Robert stated. But I wonder what made Robert change his mind so drastically over the last year or two, because he was talking a lot of trash about him just 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And now he is the guy out there trying to put everything right. Is he trying to get back into good graces of not only fans, but possibly somebody inside the building?
So I think you nailed a lot of this. Like, and some of this, I even cautioned Pete Haley, our good friend. Dotson has looked really good so far. I think we got to wait and see it before we declare him a stud NFL receiver. Yeah. He's got great hands, but still, you got to see it at the next level before you can just buy into it. I don't know about Curtis Samuel. I mean, he just missed another week of practices. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that means anything, but that is a wait and see for me. 100%. I do like the O-line. I really like John Matsko. I think he's probably their best position coach. Mm-hmm. I do like the running back room. I think Brian Robinson's going to help them a ton, the kid from Bama. I think they're going to be able to grind out more yards and get everything that's available, whereas in some spots they've left some yardage on the table. But does this feel a little bit like, hey, there's so much talent here. Carson Wentz should be awesome. Like, it's kind of putting the pressure on Wentz in case he doesn't play great, that, hey, guys, I'm still available. Am I crazy?
Yeah. I think his days of playing quarterback are over.
I do, too, but I'm not sure he does.
Yeah, he can say what he wants, but I think ultimately what it is the pressure is on Wentz. And they have improved a lot and put people in positions to help him out. And I think it sounds a little like that, but I think Rob is also saying, listen, we've been talking about Carson. If he doesn't perform now, then like a lot of us said, what did I say? You talking about career? What did they say? Career?
Fork in the road in his career or something?
Well, this is gonna be like
a career season, career defining.
Yeah, and I think this is gonna define his career right here, because if he don't play well this year, he might not be a starting quarterback no matter what.
I think if he doesn't play well this year, I think he starts landing in kind of the Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Lock, like, he'll be somewhere, but he's fighting for a job or he's keeping a seat warm for a rookie or something like that. And I don't know that he's the type of dude that can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But it's you're absolutely right about that. I mean, the pressure is undeniably on Carson. And I'd add Scott Turner to that list, frankly. You know, you've started to put something together here. It's got to cook. And I think Scott gets a ton of input from his dad. And it was funny, at the wedding, I was talking with Shep, Leslie Shepherd. And, you know, everybody I talk to about Norv is just, that dude's a pro. Oh. That dude can make offenses work.
See, this is the thing where we went to where Shep and I had that same discussion. And we talked about, he said, man, I can see a lot of Norv's influence. I said, yeah. He said, but Norv's not calling the plays, which means Scott has to get to the point where he thinks a game. See, Norv was – that dude played chess when others were playing checkers. He was knowing what he was setting up for later. And Andy Reid does this a hell of a job, does a great job of it as well. And, you know, we watched a guy who's calling plays in the first quarter to set up something for the second or third quarter. And a lot of times it seems like we get caught to where we only make moves based off of the situation at hand instead of setting up stuff. Sometimes when it's third and 12, you run a play that you probably won't get 12. You may if somebody pop off, but you just run a play to see will this work later when it's a possibility of third and 6. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And I think that is where you can see the similarities in the offense, but the flow of how it's called is not there necessarily. And I think that's where, like a lot of times, I remember when Andy would be doing some stuff, and then I think we went with the guy, his son was here, the quarterback. And Shermer. And you would watch when Pat got the chance to call it, you look, you say, oh, it's Andy's offense, but it ain't Andy calling the plays. Because you can just see the flow of how things go. And how quick do they get in and out the huddle? You watch Sean McVay. That dude is like, man, but he can call a two-minute offense from the sideline. That's how in-depth he is in calling plays and being like ahead of him, watching offense. I always say we need to start dictating to people instead of letting people dictate to us. Offensively, defensively, that needs to start happening. We begin to be that part, then all of a sudden we're a different football team.
Honest question, is that something that, I mean, players grow and evolve. Can Scott grow and evolve in that capacity?
He's going to have to, because if he's going to be talked about and try to be in the realm of the great ones out there right now, he has to improve. You know, you can see he has the capability. He has it inside him, but he got to find a way to be able to be just doing it like this. It's like second nature to you. You know what I'm saying? You can't think it. And if you're getting the plays late to your quarterback, now everybody's running to the line, unsure of things. But you watch some of these teams, 5-10 seconds, they done call the play, they out the huddle. They get the chance to sit there and look at stuff, and they can make some adjustments, then they go. A lot of times we're behind the eight ball.
My guy Sam in Fairfax called in. I didn't ask for callers. Maybe Lamp will put a tweet out or something. Sammy, what up, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, congratulations on your daughter's nuptials, by the way.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. I think this RG3 thing is RG3 being passive-aggressive against the organization. I don't think he wants to play football again, but what I think he's doing is saying, hey, Commanders, you got all the tools, and you blew the quarterback call. I think that's all he wants to do, and he's doing it in a passive-aggressive manner.
All right, man.
Thank you for the call, Sammy. I don't know that I disagree. I don't know that I agree, but it does seem perhaps – I don't know if it's the phrasing or what, but it seems a little odd.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the king of no BS.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
From last year to I'm going to come out with this tell-all book. This year, I'm putting them on a pedestal now. Kind of weird to me.
We know what it is.
What is it?
He see we about to win the division, win the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, and now he trying to get back in the good graces with the team. Optimism is in here.
He kind of sound like you.
Yeah, nah.
But you
he sound like me. But sounding like me is actually – it sounds logical. It can happen.
Yeah.
Wentz just got to play well.
So one thing that's funny that has happened on Twitter, so if you go back to 2016 when they had Jordan Reed, Pierre, Deshaun, Alfred Morris,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that team was pretty loaded. So Will Compton and Will Blackman, a pair of Wills that were on that team, one a linebacker, one a corner. Will Compton quote tweeted RG3's tweet and said, since 2016, for sure, about the most offensive talent, to which Robert responded. Robert was still on the team in 2016. He just was no longer the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Robert responded, this roster is better top to bottom. Three RBs, three top-level explosive playmakers, a wide receiver with depth behind them. Good O-line and a playmaker at tight end. Can't waste this roster like the one in 2016 was. The can't waste feels like a shot at old, you like that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and maybe
you know what? He's done so much where, right, like he's done it so many times to where.
Won the division.
Yeah, and he doesn't say something without having an angle. To where now every time he speaks, people are going to question what he's saying. That's basically where he's at.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Will Blackman said the same thing. And I don't know. Robert's firm in his stance. Now, here's what he said about the defense. He said, the Commanders' D-line showing up is more important than which Carson Wentz shows up. Four first-round picks on the defensive front has to equal dominance. Stop fighting on the sidelines and start fighting in the trenches. Stop the run, own the line of scrimmage, and create havoc. I'm tempted to agree with them here. Now, I'm not sure it's more important than Carson Wentz, but I think, by and large, this defensive line has been good, but far from dominant. And last year they all took a big step back. I know John Allen played well, but that's a group that has to perform together, and when you're bottom five in the league in passing, and then if you want to go to their rush defense statistics, you can, but my only counter would be is you couldn't get off the field on third downs, and there's plenty of times that's a indictment on your rush defense.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's just so funny that Robert's going in on this. So he just had another tweet. Maybe he's just like looking at film and rosters from around the league. This is from this morning. He said, the Chiefs are deeper at wide receiver than ever. Tyreek Hill's don't grow on trees, so after he moved to Miami, the Chiefs replaced Tyreek with depth. Juju, MVS, Sky Moore, and Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman, Justin Ross fighting to be wide receiver 5 or 6. Chemistry will be key, not talent. Okay, man. it's very, very interesting. But I like this from Richmond John. He said, Washington relying on rookies, guys coming back from major knee reconstruction and a first-year in-the-system quarterback. Seems like a lot has to come together perfectly at a place where things don't normally come together perfectly.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with that one, Johnny. Landfill, what do you make of RG3's comments? Passive-aggressive or just an analyst doing his job?
I think he's out there looking for attention on the internets. I think that's pretty much what he's been about for the last few years. Just looking for attention. Searching for it.
That may be what he's been about for a while. Now it's on the internet instead of the football field or, you know, David Letterman or whatever else at the peak of RG3 had going.
I mean, if we're going to be real, too, the reason why he's talking about the Commanders is because Commanders fans are the only people who care about anything he has to say.
Certainly care the most.
I mean, he is our last winning quarterback. Of course they're going to care about what he has to say.
Not necessarily true.
Does Kirk not count?
Kirk was a last winning quarterback.
And I believe Alex's record over 16 games in Washington is like 11-5 or something.
Kirk have a winning record?
Well, I wouldn't say I don't think he had a winning record because
they won a division that year when Rob was on the sideline. Kirk was starting.
They went 9-7 that year, and they had an 8-7-1 year also.
I would say our most exciting quarterback, I should say.
That's fair. When Robert was a quarterback, because there's so much involved with the Robert experience that it's almost like we forget how dynamic that rookie season was. Mm-hmm. That's the only, like, even because the team was good in 15 and 16. They had a really good offense. They moved the ball well, but nobody ever took them seriously as a contender. Robert in 2012, nobody knew what could happen, right? Like, I don't know that they could have gotten to the Super Bowl, but damn, they were really hard to play. Things were clicking.
Yeah, they were good.
It was just a different conversation around those two teams. Whereas, like, I mean, even in 15, when the Skins won the division and lost to the Packers at home, Kirk statistically that year was bananas. He had completed almost 70% of his passes, 4,200 passing yards, 29 TDs against 11 picks. He was excellent. That offense was really good, but still didn't touch 2012. And you had the fact that you have Kyle Shanahan calling those plays, and then you get Sean McVay and Jay Gruden, and it was a special year.
I believe Kirk Cousins was 26-30-1 as a starter here in Washington, by the way.
Yeah, but once he was like, that's correct, right? That's his record.
That's
but
true.
But a lot of those games were in 2013, the year everything went nuclear with Mike Shanahan and RG3. He started 3 games, went 0-3.
Right.
In 2014, like, if you just look at the years he was the starter.
He was 24-23-1.
Correct. That sounds about right, honestly, in the Kirk Cousins experiment. I mean, his career record, Kirk Cousins' career record as a starting quarterback, and this seems just perfect to me. 59-59-2. The guy has 2 ties.
You like that?
Well played, Mr. Mitchell. Well played.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.